Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Hello, hello, show.
I don't know what I say.
Ooh, the Hala Hala Show.
Welcome to the Hala Hala Show, everyone.
What's up? Welcome to season 5, mix number 6. And if it's your first time here to the Hala Hala Show, welcome back. Sorry for the week hiatus. I was traveling from the United States back to the Philippines. I'm here.
You know, as a wanderlust.
Wanderlust. You know, eat, pray, love. That's what I do. But we're back, and for all the first-timers, Rika G is going to tell you all about this podcast and why you should stick around and listen.
Hello, welcome to the Hala Hala Show. This is a podcast by Filipinos, and it is a weird setup because JC is in the Philippines, but I am in the UK, so we are recording remotely, but we mainly talk about everything and anything under the sun, but mostly about, you know, stuff that happened in the Philippines, Filipino pop culture. So if you are interested to just know about what's happening or our thoughts or just to get entertained,
you know,
this is where you listen.
Yes, indeed.
So welcome to the podcast, everybody. And I hope you guys enjoy. Sit back, relax, get your popcorn or, you know, maglabaka or something.
Have you ever listened to a podcast with popcorn?
No, not ever.
But you know, this could be the first time.
I mean, I've listened to a podcast while shitting.
Right. Me too.
While, you know, cutting my toenails. Mm-hmm, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so as Rika said, we do talk about our own lives as well. So we will do that before we get to the TTs, which are the trending topics. Today, we're going to be discussing three things. The first one, if you are a fan of Matt Rife, the comedian who went super viral on TikTok, I'm sure you've seen him if you've ever liked any sort of stand-up comedy video. His name probably would have shown up in your algorithm. Anyway,
yeah, and one way or another, he's gonna pop up on your For You page.
Yeah.
For some reason, the For You page likes his face because
he's hot. He's a hot
white
guy,
and he's, you know, he's good looking, mm-hmm, and whatever. He's kind of funny, I guess. But yeah. We're going to talk about him.
Yeah, we're going to talk about him. Something that involves his new Netflix special, which wasn't that great, by the way, but we'll talk about that in a bit.
Okay.
And then the next ET we're going to talk about, I saw it, it's been trending on Twitter all the time, and it's Andrea Brillantes and Katrin Bernardo have apparently unfollowed one another on Instagram. Somehow, somebody out there has been keeping tabs. And there is speculation as to why that unfollowing happened.
You know what? I did see another thing where Andrea Brillantes posted a photo of her when she was like really, really young with Katrin Bernardo. And I don't know if that's recent or not. Mm. Or is that to like, yeah, look it up. It's like she posted a photo of maybe 7-8 years ago.
Oh, really?
Kasi medyo mababa pa yung quality ng photo.
Okay.
Tas bata pa sila.
Okay.
And then it got me thinking, damn, am I that old? Because I think I'm the same age as Katrin Bernardo. And I'm like, damn, am I that old? It kind of makes you think.
Yeah.
But I thought that was the whole thing that people are talking about.
Mm-mm.
So seems like they've unfollowed each other and it's in the news, so we're going to talk about it.
It is. And speaking
yeah, and
of,
then,
yes.
The last one, actually, we're going to talk about the Miss Universe competition. And if you're not from the Philippines, you wouldn't get how big the Miss Universe competition is. But Filipinos love
it's
hips.
Huge.
You know, we love it's huge in the Philippines. It's huge. It's like even when I'm living here, we literally had to set up this TV right behind me and watch scenes from their YouTube page. So, you know, you got to keep updated because once you're sent to the Miss Universe competition, you're like a superstar right away in the Philippines.
You're
a pageant superstar. And you're set for life, I feel like, because you have sponsors left and right.
True.
You're going to be a, you know, artista and everything. Mm-hmm. So I think the main goal in life is to become a Miss Universe contestant.
Miss Universe, you know? Philippines contestant. Represent.
Para like, ano ka, set ka for life, di ba?
True. Yeah, they cover it all, di ba? BDO had, ano, that's BPI. So, you know, they have every, like, major sponsor out there.
Yeah, they do. But there are a lot of, you know, issues and topics surrounding it. And it is, you know, a source of entertainment. So that's the reason why a lot of people talk about it. And there are a lot of issues surrounding it.
As always, right? Every year there's an issue.
As always. It's never going to be like a clean cut competition where people just walk away from it and they're like, yeah, I'm happy with the result. No. Everybody's going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it. Okay.
So if you want to jump straight to the TTs, the timestamps are listed in the description below, but we will begin with where you've been. And I think I went first last time. If I'm not mistaken.
Okay, let me go first.
Yeah,
this
go
time
first. Tell us what's been new with you, man.
I mean, not a lot of things happened. Just over the weekend, I had work like every single day from Friday to Monday, which was, you know, it's very tiring because I work in a coffee shop and it's, you know, customer service and you have to be there really early and you have to close, you have to do everything and stuff like that. But yeah, it was all work the whole weekend. But at the same time, we also had guests over at our place. So we had, you know, Ryan's family and relatives. And then we also had his brother come over and his brother's wife, which was really nice because, like I said, we set up the TV in front of us and then we watched the Miss Universe. And then aside from watching and updating ourselves from the Miss Universe competition, we also updated ourselves with the best intro number, like the dance number that they have at the start of the competition. We watched the previous ones that happened before. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
It seems like you can't hear me.
I can hear you. So you watched anyway, the previous
The previous like introduction numbers, and the best one
is,
I think it was from 2010 or 2009. Yung Commander. The song, I'm a commander. Remember that one?
I don't. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't remember.
Okay. You have to search it because for me, that is historically, in the history of the Miss Universe introduction dance numbers, for me, that is the best. And even on TikTok, a lot of people reenact it. They do their own dance and everything. Like, they're part of the Miss Universe pageant. So, you have to search it. It is one of the best ones out there. And then we also watched, speaking of stand-up comedy specials, we also watched Joe Coy, the one from the third one, I think, the Los Angeles one. And to be honest, I quite enjoyed it. And one of the reasons why I really enjoyed it is because it was really less of the mom. Because at first, when the first comedy special was really funny because, you know, it's new.
Right, right.
You don't really know about the mom and how they are, family dynamics and everything. I felt like in the second one, it was that again.
Yeah.
It was more of that again.
He gets a lot of flack for that, Joe Coy. Like,
I know, but I don't know why I feel like it's okay. But for me, it's just, I feel like it's more of what I already heard.
Mm.
But I do recognize the importance of doing the second one because it was in the Philippines, right? And the Netflix special wasn't just about the comedy itself. It was all about Filipino culture, food, featuring different, you know, people from the Philippines who have like really, you know, who are really talented and everything. And I feel like that's important But this one was actually really funny and more low-key. It was really more about other stuff as well. And he also did a little bit of crowd work, I think. What I really like about that Netflix special as well is the ending. It para siyang like full circle. Like full circle siya. When he did the punchline for the last joke before he said, good night, everyone. It was like, for me, the perfect ending. Mm-hmm. So I really like the third one. And I also really like the middle part where he, you know, he talked about accepting people from different cultures and how it's really hard to put yourself out there when you're an immigrant or you're not from this country, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So parang, I kind of felt seen.
Nice.
It was really nice. We also watched Talk to Me. It's a new film on Netflix. And it's a horror film. But
this one with the hand, right?
Yes, it's the one with the hand. There were parts where it was very artsy. It was very Get Out. You know what I mean?
Did you like okay, so I remember I talked about this on the podcast before. Did you like the ending without spoiling it? Did you like it? I was a little bit like, that's it?
I like the fact that she took responsibility
right.
of the whole thing. Without spoiling
it,
it's kind of like she took responsibility of the whole thing but not knowing it.
Yeah, because was it last week, but when you talked about that other movie and there was parallels to drug use. Did I remember you were talking about that one movie where she hung out with a nun?
Yes.
And they were drinking goat's milk or something.
No, like parang albolario.
Albolario.
Yeah.
So I remember this movie had a lot of similar concepts.
Mm-hmm. Para siyang ano eh, it's kind of like they get addicted to that feeling and it makes them feel good. And then in the end, it just hurts them. It hurts everybody. Which, yeah, like, I mean, that's a good point. It's kind of like in that...
It's pretty
similar
brutal, huh?
Line.
There's one scene.
It's very
you know what I'm
brutal.
Talking about? The scene I'm talking about with the one kid. Oh my god!
That kid. Kawawa siya, actually. And it didn't end there.
No, it didn't.
Even end
it kept
there.
Going.
It continued. But there were a lot of moments where I was like, "What the hell is happening?"
Right.
And I don't know why. I don't know why this is happening. Like they didn't explain why it continued in the hospital and stuff like that. And I wish that one scene where the little kid said, I let you in.
Right.
On the, like, parang baliktad naman.
Right.
Tas di ba nakita niya yung loob? Mm-hmm. Nakita niya yung other side?
Yeah.
I wish that scene were longer. Mm. I wish I saw
parang
more of that.
Parang kulang explanation. I felt like, oh, I wish they explained it more. But anyway.
Yeah.
Pero solid pa naman, no? It's still a good movie.
It was. It's a really good horror film, I think, for jump scares. It's a really good horror film for that. It really makes you creeped out. And because of the whole
possession thing.
The makeup and the props and everything. And yeah, it's just not the best movie, the best horror movie that I've seen, but it scratches an itch, I guess.
It's different. It's different from what, like, the normal
take of
horror movies.
That's true. And then after that, I watched a couple of Christmas films on Netflix that I barely remember because, you know what I mean?
They're like, trash.
I saw this one where it's like the holiday wedding planner.
The holiday wedding planner. There's a Holiday Inn. There's a Holiday Hotel.
Yeah.
They have every scenario of holiday movie.
Everything. And alam mo yung parang, yeah, I watched it, but I didn't really watch it. And then I also watched the one with Lindsay Lohan where he got amnesia or like
short-term
memory loss or something. And I'm like, even though I didn't fully watch it, I know what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I know it was going to happen.
Right. Like the princess switch. You know there's three?
Exactly.
Princess switches?
Exactly. I watched the first one and I feel like I'm already done. I feel like I watched the three films. But I mean, it's nice to get the holiday spirit going, I guess. You don't really have to love the film or the art or whatever. It makes you feel giddy about the holiday season. So I think that's like the main purpose of those films. Mm. And but I do recommend you guys check out a lot of, you know, a lot of creators out there on Instagram. They create a calendar for you for the films that you need to watch before Christmas comes along.
Oh.
So starting December 1, they have like this whole calendar. The December 1, you watch this. December 2, Grinch. December 3, Elf, whatever.
Right, right.
And then I feel like that's a better calendar to follow instead of just what Netflix recommends, I guess. Because sometimes it's all whack.
December 1, Princess Switch. December 2, Princess Switch 2.
Oy, pero sa totoo naman talaga, Princess Switch for me, it really puts me in the holiday mood. Because it's parang kasi parang siyang fantasy eh, 'di ba? It's in a place where you don't know where it is, you know, it's not in Florida or whatever. Like you don't know where it is.
Yeah. Bakit Florida? Anong issue mo in Florida?
May ano ba doon? Nagki-Christmas naman sila din, 'di ba? Yeah.
Florida man.
But yeah, those are the things that I watched. And then one YouTube channel that I truly recommend if you also want to get into the holiday season, the holiday spirit, it's the YouTube channel of Cecilia Blomdahl. It's this girl who lives in Svalbard, which is on the northernmost part of the North Pole. Literally on the northernmost part of the world. And she usually vlogs about the polar night and the polar sun. So they get, I think, 6 or 7 months of night. And then the rest is just pure sunlight. So half-half sila. They don't have like morning and then evening. Mm. They don't have that. So it's either full on polar night, like midnight. Oops, sorry. And then
full on
either that or like the midnight sun, which is sunlight all throughout the day.
Wow.
And yeah, she lives in a cabin. She lives with a, what do you call that?
A
husky?
Dog.
Hindi husky. It's a different type of breed. A different type of breed of dogs.
Malamute.
Where they can sense, no. You have to search it up.
Okay.
Where they can sense polar bears, because polar bears are an actual threat in Svalbard. So I truly recommend that YouTube channel. It is.
I mean, I'm not saying I agree with you. I'm just saying that's crazy.
Actually, alam mo ako din when she first brought it up, I was like, I thought polar bears were cuddly or whatever,
but
they are bears. They're wild animals. And they have to have a gun with them all the time. They have to have that dog with them all the time because they can sense polar bears. And then they can't have their truck because they live in like the edge of a mountain or something. Tapos, they can't have their truck on like the edge of the mountain
because
it's
fall.
Just ice. So, kailangan meron silang sled. And then in Svalbard, for some reason, like you can't live there if you don't work for a company that sponsors you to live there, because wala nang available space for you to live there. Mm. And you can't live there if you don't have work. Like,
what do they do there? Are they in oil?
Actually, they do have a dedicated YouTube video about what they do in Svalbard. I think they work for the council or something like that.
Right.
But right now they are like promoting Svalbard. So people can visit Svalbard.
Pass.
But you can't actually. I know. It's like cold all the freaking time. And she says she loves it. And I believe her because she really thrives in that environment. Mm. But I feel like I would just be a total bitch the whole time.
Yeah. Plus, there's polar bears. Like, you don't want to hang out near polar bears. Those two,
I know,
are scary.
But honestly, the views are amazing. And because she's like a videographer and she has like a lot of equipment, she really promotes Svalbard really well. She promotes the businesses there, and there's a hotel that you can visit. There's like restaurants everywhere. So I think it's such an interesting concept, and it's an interesting YouTube channel and very informative as well.
Nice.
So Cecilia Blomdahl, I hope I'm saying her name correctly. And I think that's gonna be fun, everyone.
All right. Well, as I mentioned at the start of the podcast, I'm back in the Philippines after 3 long weeks in the United States. My bank account is drained.
It's done.
It's done, man.
It's closed.
It's closed, bro. We went to Disneyland last week. I think I mentioned that on the podcast that we were going to Disneyland. So we went to Disneyland and it was really, really fun. But for some reason, we picked the only day, I guess we didn't tinignan yung ano yung forecast. We picked the only day when it was raining. Like the whole vacation, it was sunny. The one day we decided to go to Disneyland, it was freaking raining, man.
That sucks.
I know. But, you know, despite that fact, it was still really fun. So I went with my cousin Kuya Jed and Sheena and her husband Kuya Tay and then their two-year-old kid, Katie. Good thing that me and my Kuya Jed, we separated because I don't want to hang out with Katie, man. I mean, she's, dude, she can't ride any rides. She's not tall enough for any of the good shit,
yeah,
right? She just wants to line up and meet, like, the princesses and stuff. So they split up. So Kuya Jed and I, we went to try because it was his first time. Believe it or not, he's lived there forever.
Parang kasalanan pa ng bata. Kasalanan ng bata na 2 years old siya na parang, uy, sorry, 2 years old lang ako. I can't go on rides. Sorry na, I'm, you know, yeah.
So we,
dulling your shine.
We lined up, dude. And kasi, ano, if you've ever been to Disneyland in the past, meron ano eh, tawag dito, they call it a fast pass. Naka Disneyland ka na ba? Like Hong Kong,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
Alam mo yung fast pass, di ba? So the fast pass is meant to kind of help you get through the line faster. And you used to, before, how it worked before is you use your physical ticket and you go to the actual attraction and then you scan your ticket and you get a fast pass for a later time in the day, right, for that ride. So, alimbawa, let's say you scan it at 10 a.m., it'll give you a pass for, let's say, Thunder Mountain at 11 a.m. Come back at 11 to 11:50 and then you can use the fast pass. So that's how it used to work. It used to come with the ticket. But now everything's done through an app, right? They have a Disneyland mobile app. And if you want to avail of that fast pass feature, you have to pay. It's called Genie Plus.
Genie Plus.
That's what it's called.
So it's not called Fast Pass
anymore. No, it's called Genie Plus, and it's $30. But at the end of the day, we ended up doing it because it ended up saving us a lot of time. So I was like, fuck, I don't want to pay $30. But at the same time, it's like, if we don't pay this, we're not going to be able to ride all the rides that we want to ride. And
so essentially, people do that when they're not having like a 3-day stay at Disneyland,
mm-hmm,
right?
Because
if you're there for a long time, mm-hmm, you would still have the time to go
around
all the other rides. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking about, so what's the point if everybody just gets the Genie Pass,
mm-hmm,
or whatever?
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess people now, I mean, A, people don't want to spend. And like you said, there are people who are there for 3, 4, 5 days. But it's impossible to get everything done in one day. We got the park hopper. So if you don't know, Disneyland is made up of two parks. So there's Disneyland, like the original, and then there's California Adventure, which is right next door to it. So if you've ever been to Tokyo Disneyland, for example, diba my Tokyo Disneyland, that's my Disney Sea. So there's two parks. So we got the park hopper so that we could go back and forth. And we were able to try. I was able to ride some of the rides that I've never ridden before, at least the updated version. So there was like the Guardians of the Galaxy ride, which took over the, ano tawag din? Alam mo yun? Yung elevator? Haunted elevator.
The Haunted Mansion?
No, hindi Haunted Mansion eh. Tower of Terror, yun. Yeah. Tower of Terror. Yeah, so the Guardians of Galaxy.
Oh, wala na yun.
Wala na. Oh. Pinalit lang nila ng ano. The theme is different now. It's Guardians of the Galaxy. But it's the same concept. It goes up and down. We tried some, like the new Star Wars ride. That was pretty cool. The Millennium Falcon. I forgot the name of the ride, but it was really nice. And, you know, got the similar, you know, got all the good stuff. Turkey leg, if you've been to Disneyland, turkey leg is one of the famous food attractions. I think throughout all the parks, they sell it. And it was a good time, man. I really enjoyed it. World of Color, which to me is the best water show of ever. They had a Christmas-themed World of Color water light show at the end of the night. And that was fantastic. You can probably check it out on YouTube. I don't think it'll do it justice. But if you ever want to watch something really nice, World of Color on YouTube is really good.
I remember when we went to Disneyland when I was a kid. Mm. I went with my tita. because she was the only one who can like accompany me, and I was alone riding rides.
It
was
you just were me. You're a beast.
Yeah, and then there was this one time I persuaded her to go on the roller coaster with me in California Adventure.
Okay.
As in literally right after the roller coaster, she was like, "Anak, kuhanan mo ko ng Pepsi. Nahihilo ako." It was, I cannot forget that moment kasi parang kailangan niya umupo na parang, ah, kuha naman ako ng Pepsi, anak. Bilisan mo. Nahihilo ako. As in, and then like, that was the first time I tried beignets. It was really
beignets, yeah.
Yeah. And then, yeah. But I feel like I would enjoy it more as an adult.
Yeah, I think so. I really think that Disneyland is really better as an adult. I think because of all the rides and just you can remember stuff, right?
Exactly.
That's always so. I remember I had memories of going to Disneyland when I was a kid, but I don't really remember it. You know what I mean? Like I remember it's not vivid details versus as an adult where you remember all the rides and all the like, you know, who you went with and whatnot. Because as a kid, I don't remember who I went with. I know it was with my mom, but, you know, I think really Disneyland, like, forget the kids, man. Like, it's not really for... Send the kids home, man.
Send the kids home. They're just adding up on the line. That's why people need the genie pass.
The genie pass. But yeah, that was like the main highlight of last week. And then towards the tail end, before I flew back here... Kujet and I, we went to Las Vegas for overnight. Because we went to go watch Bill Burr. Speaking of stand-up comedy, we got to watch Bill Burr. And it was my first time to watch in the United States a live stand-up comedy show. It was pretty incredible, man.
Di mo alam sa Netflix special niya, dun ka.
Maybe.
Yeah, they're gonna be like panning on your section of the crowd.
Dude, it was really, I mean, I didn't know what to expect. Because you know you see it so much on streaming and whatnot, and I've been to some stand up comedy shows here, but this was in a big ass like not arena but like a big theater. I was doing the math in my head because yung tickets namin parang $80 and we were at the top, dude. I think he clears an easy like $1 million for a show.
Shit.
I was doing the math in my head, so it was a full house. And he had an opening act, and then he just went up and he did comedy for an hour. And I didn't know, like, I was like, oh, cool. I mean, I don't know. Because when you watch it on TV, you know, they have cuts and sometimes it's zoomed in. I mean, you see it, there's a camera that's focused on him during the show. So you can actually see his reactions, his facial reactions and stuff up close. Para siyang, ano, like watching a sports game, right? Like a basketball game. And so my camera naka-zoom, and then you have the live. You actually see them live as well. It was really great, man. I mean, he was really naturally funny. I think he's just, I don't know. It's like watching somebody that I always admired for years, bro. Because I used to watch him on YouTube in the library in high school in Japan. That's right. I mean, and just to see him live, he's a little older now and his comedy has changed a bit. I think he's less angry at the world, so so his comedy is a lot different, but I really enjoyed just seeing it. It was so cool to see. He's a I would call him a comedy legend. I think a lot of comedians would agree. He's up there. He's in the, you know, he's in the upper echelon of comedians. So yeah, I mean, and then I flew back here, man. I brought some pasalubong for myself.
For nobody else but yourself?
Nah.
And your household?
And for those of you, I mean, if you ever see a video clip with me, I am now, I bought 1,000+ toothpicks, flavored toothpicks, because I'm trying to quit nicotine.
Okay,
and
we are in support of
and
that.
They're kind of effective, I would say. And I kind of want to make my own because wala hindi sila nagbebenta dito sa Philippines ng ano flavored toothpicks.
Flavored,
yeah, dude.
What do you mean as in, flavored? As in, like, don't they have
toothpick mismo?
Wait, don't they have like
you may mint sa dulo?
Oh, you may mint sa dulo. Yeah, is that a different?
They do have that, but dun lang sa dulo. Like I have a mint one. It's like the whole stick. I don't know if they doused it in mint. It's really interesting. And they have some other flavors like blue raspberry and watermelon.
Was it proven effective?
Based on Amazon review. Because for me, I think the reason I have a nicotine thing as well is like I have an oral fixation.
Yeah.
I really think that's like one of the big things.
Quote him on that.
Quote him on that.
I feel like a lot of people who are
Can you guys relate? I'm sure somebody out there can relate.
Yeah. My oral ako naman yung oral fixation ko would be on snacking. Like gusto ko may like, you know, like some kind of nuts or chips or whatever. Right. Mm-hmm. Ganun ako palagi, especially when I'm driving. Mm-hmm. I cannot for the life of me concentrate on just driving. I have to have chips. Or I have to have like something na ginangat-ngat or whatever. Mm. It seems
butong
like.
Butong pakwan, no? The butong pakwan stuff.
Butong pakwan, yeah. That's why, you know, that's why it's really, it's also not good for you because snacking a lot of times wouldn't be, you know.
How about sugar-free gum? That works for me.
Yeah, gum is okay. It's just, it gives me gas. Mm. Gum, I know a lot of people turn to gum or like nicotine gum and stuff like that. I remember a friend of mine recently tried nicotine gum and it was so intense at one time, like all at one time, na para medyo naduwal siya. As in, naduwak siya. It makes you a little dizzy. Kasi imagine that gum is just, you know,
pure.
Filled with pure nicotine.
Yeah, so, right.
Yeah, so we are in support of you. Go chew that toothpick like it's candy.
Yeah, baby. Mamayang
ginunguyan ng himpong toothpick.
But yeah, that's pretty much it, man. I'm back in the Philippines. I'm glad to be back. I have some hostings coming up in the next week or two. I have, I think, 3 or 4 coming up. So back to reality, man. And
amazing. That's actually what I miss about the holiday season as a freelance host because in the Philippines, there are a lot of corporate Christmas parties and weddings and, you know, launches or whatever. And that's really one of the things that I miss is becoming that type of busy during the holiday season. Makes me feel fulfilled. So yeah, man.
Good luck. Did anyone ask you this year? I'm sure there's some people who didn't know you were there.
Yeah, there were a couple of people who messaged me, but I always have to say that, oh, I'm not based in the Philippines anymore, but I can recommend you to people and blah, blah, blah.
Yes,
so,
yes.
You know.
All right. Finn, for me, man, shall we wapow to our first TT?
Yeah. Wapow. Right.
Let's talk about Matt Rife since we were on the topic of stand-up comedy. Matt Rife, as we mentioned earlier when we did the intro, he is a comedian who went super viral on TikTok. Do you know his story, though? I mean, do you know the story of that, by the way?
If I remember correctly, I heard a podcast about, you know, like how he started the whole TikTok thing.
Yeah.
That he was just like joking around or parang he didn't really plan on it or something.
From an interview that he did. He is, you know, he's been doing comedy for a while. It's not like he just blew up out of nowhere. Like he was also on Wild and Out with like the Nick Cannon show, if you ever watched that show. He was actually, you know, so he's been doing comedy for a while.
I did watch that, the one with Zendaya.
Yeah. He's been doing comedy for a while. And then apparently they were him and him, one of his comedian friends, they had this like two-man show. And then they got invited out to this comedy thing, this comedy whatever, like event or something. But apparently they only wanted his friend. They didn't really want him. So he paid for his own like flight and everything to actually do the show. And he was editing the TikTok or whatever on his phone. And the guy, his comedian friend was like, you know, you should post that. Because he was already, he's like, ah, this is stupid. I'm not going to post it. And then he ended up posting it. And then it got like 30 million views on TikTok. And ever since then, it kind of just blew up. And then he sold out his like world tour or whatever because of TikTok. It was pretty, I mean, it just goes to show the power of social media. It's pretty incredible.
And I know that he was on the Jimmy Fallon show.
I think that's might have
Jimmy Fallon.
That might have been where it was. I forgot which late night show he was on, but I think that's where he shared that story. Because of the success on TikTok, he has a Netflix special now, and it came out, and I actually watched it. It's called Natural Selection. It came out last week, it's not that great, man. I mean, I don't know. I couldn't do better, right? You know, but it was just not as good as I thought it was going to be, given that I enjoy his TikTok content.
Yeah, if you think about it, his TikTok content and where he usually like plays is more of like smaller crowds. And he would interact with his audience a lot. And maybe, I don't know, maybe the reason why it didn't work is because this is a bigger venue. Maybe it didn't work, but there were a lot of issues surrounding it.
Yeah.
Mainly his first joke, which is not a good thing because that's like your opening thing, right?
Yeah.
So he joked about, his joke was about domestic violence, and a lot of people, it did not sit well with a lot of people. And what did you think about that?
I mean, because comedians now, they're under a spotlight a lot of the time, and you can't really. I mean, at what point is do you say something is off the table when it comes to jokes, right? Yeah, I mean, domestic abuse. I mean, you name all the politics. What else is there? But there's a lot of polarizing subjects that comedians had always used as material in the past. But because I would say in recent years, diba, medyo naging mas highlighted yung mga jokes if they don't land well or if they're if somebody gets really mad, like, you know, Dave Chappelle has a huge issue with the trans community, right? Like he makes jokes about trans women and there's always something going on with that. How do I feel about the joke itself? I mean, Matt Rife's joke. In this case, like, the punchline was delivered, actually, out of all the jokes, ironically, that was probably his better joke. The rest of his jokes were kind of corny. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this one at least had some sort of setup. And I think he played it safe after that, which I guess maybe... I don't know if it was because of the reaction to that first joke. Because, you know, when you... I realized that then when watching Bill Burr. When they flow off of the energy of the crowd. And if the crowd is not into a joke, they move on. So he kind of felt the energy from that joke. And then that's why he didn't do so well after. I don't know.
But that's... Grabe, that's so... I feel like if the first joke didn't really land, I feel like that's so disheartening. That's why...
A little bit, you know,
it really is a different type of... You're really a different type of entertainer when you're a comedian. Mm. Because, like you said, you are touching on a lot of, like, sensitive topics you make a joke out of.
Yeah.
And there is... And like you said, again, like, there is that... You wonder, where is that line where, you know, people can actually take it as a joke? Or if people should take it seriously, because obviously domestic violence, it's not a joke in any way. But you know what? If I'm just thinking about it, how come other people are funny? How come other people can be funny and can be comedians without landing that type of joke? You know what I mean? Yung parang I feel like it...
Without using that as a subject matter?
Without using that as a subject matter, I feel like, how come other people can be funny without using that? So parang mapapaisip ako na parang maybe you didn't really have to use that joke. And the thing is, for me, the reason why I don't really care about Matt Rife and his Netflix special is because I know that his content will trigger me and that Netflix special will trigger me, so I don't watch it at all. And maybe that's, you know, one of the ways where you can actually speak up about it, quote unquote.
Right.
Just don't watch it at all. Don't support him at all if you don't want to and if you know that it will trigger you. Because even if it is a joke, we don't know people's response when it comes to trauma, especially when you've been in that situation and then somebody makes something light out of it. It's different. Diba? So... And then he kind of doubled down on it.
Yeah, tell us about that.
So a lot of people, spoke up about it online, and even, you know, charities, they even called out Matt Rife himself.
Mm.
Charities that support, you know, who are against domestic violence, they spoke out about Matt Rife, and he doubled down on it by apologizing on his Instagram by posting a comment or by posting a link on special needs helmets.
Mm.
So kind of like implying that, oh, all of you who are offended, you know, you guys have special needs and right. you all need like some sort of protection or whatever. That's what I got from it.
Yeah.
That's what I got from it.
Yeah.
Na parang ganon, calling people that.
Right.
And even that, parang mapapaisip ka, okay, is he just making a joke out of it?
Yeah.
But it's, you know, you're not supposed to, it's just not right to make a joke in the expense of other people, especially people who have special needs. Alam mo yon, you know what, it's such a complicated thing, and I feel like it's just digging his own grave at this point. Diba? Parang ako, oh damn.
Yeah.
That's just something else.
Mm-hmm. I think he, feel ko na pick on siya.
Pwede din eh. Kasi here's the thing. I feel like, you know, the internet is really big. The world is big. Mm-hmm. And you will have, feeling ko, he will have fans. Either way, even if a lot of people hate him, there is that part of the internet where they find misogynistic jokes like that funny.
Mm.
You know, that's the reason why Andrew Tate is still out there, you know, hey, like the
G.
podcast.
Top G.
Top G is still out there. You know, his videos are still, you know, making money and people are still watching it because people still believe that, or they still,
yeah, man, you
want to
be
an
alpha male, bro? Just gotta...
You know, you gotta make, you wanna make money.
Yeah,
so, okay, whatever. Anyway. Alam mo yun, na parang for me talaga, even if, let's say, you call him out on it or whatever, you know, you tag him or whatever, I feel like somewhere out there people will still
defend
him.
Yeah, people will defend him.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's
people
there's
will
always.
Defend him. But the thing is, like, for me, kung ganun na lang, okay, fine, people will defend him, people will still support him. Ako, I won't.
Mm.
Yun na lang, I feel like that's the only thing that I feel like what I can do.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, even in the first place, I wasn't even the biggest fan. Siguro, you know, there were crowd work jokes where, you know, it landed and it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
But it's not something that I would say that, oh, he is such a good comedian. He is whatever.
Yeah, it was.
You know what I mean?
It was surprising. Like, when I watched the Netflix special, dude, I was waiting for it to get better. And it just didn't, man. Which is, yeah, I was like, fuck, this is. It's kind of cringe. I mean, not cringe. It wasn't cringe levels, but he also, like the way he talks, medyo nakaka after a while, because I always see the clips on TikTok. Maybe it's cut and paste, like edited. Dude, he's talking like he repeats the same shit over and over again. Like,
yeah.
The way he talks is so, medyo parang nakaka, ano, nakainis.
And John, if you haven't been to a comedy show where jokes do not land, it is the most...
It's awkward, bro.
Awkward. It's the most awkward thing in the world. But, it is so weird. And here's the thing. Okay, so I saw a tweet, and these are not my words, but I just found the idea interesting. Somebody pointed out that it's so interesting how Matt Rife is kind of like targeting the very people who support him. Because obviously, he's a good-looking man. And a lot of women support him. Like, a lot of heterosexual women support him. And then his first joke in his Netflix special is about hurting women. That is just, for me, it's a bit counterproductive.
Alam
mo yon? So, I guess it's something to think about. But yeah, I don't think I'm going to be watching any more of stuff that will give him more money.
Yeah.
Maybe if somebody reposts his videos and then puts it on TikTok, he doesn't get the money. Okay, fine, I'll watch it.
No, but I was talking to my cousin about, like, when we were watching Bill Burr, like, you know the bad side, or not the bad side, but like the downside of stand-up comedy is if you bomb, dude, it's really bad, right?
Iban. Yeah.
And no one is immune to that. Like, I always hear stories from Bill Burr's podcast talking about how some jokes just don't hit and whatnot. Mm. But I was also thinking, man, how cool is it that if you are like one of the top comedians in the game, all you need is a microphone and you can fill up a theater. You know, you don't need a band. You don't, like, it's so, like, the concept to me is so cool. Like, you're a millionaire and all you need is a microphone. It's such a cool concept when I think about it. Like,
but
how
then,
cool
then again,
would that be?
The risk, then again, the risk is also really big.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because you don't know if these jokes will land or not. Especially now, you know, in this age where, like you said, there are some things that you don't make a joke about. Pero I have heard the argument where, you know, that shouldn't be the case. Kasi parang in the world of comedy, if it's a joke, it's a joke. Parang ganon.
Yeah.
But
there's a lot of
really
dick jokes
that
in the Matt Rife special, and it's nakakasawa na din eh.
Like his dick or no, like
just
other people's dick?
Both. Both.
Because I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it.
So yeah, any more thoughts on this whole thing with Matt Rife and then the thing that he posted on line.
Good luck. I guess. I don't know.
All right. Shall we wapow to our next TT?
Wapow.
All right. Let's local go. Yeah. Local Filipino. Local cheese miss. By the way, before we get into this, do you know that there is a subreddit called Chica PH? Chika PH. Now, I don't know how I stumbled upon this, but our names were in one of the threads.
Huh?
For real.
Wait, what did it say? No,
it was,
is it bad?
No, it's not bad. It was actually asking about Chico and Dell, I think. And then anyway, I was like, oh shit, I wonder what this is about, right? And I was going through the comments, and then one person said, I'm more curious as to what happened to Rika G and JC Tevez. I guess I was like, what is going on here? And anyway, so apparently, I mean,
nothing. No. The update is nothing.
And then apparently there is ano tawag dito? Like there is one thread about there's someone there that listens to us because they specifically name dropped our podcast. Okay. So whoever you are, I mean, yeah, we know. I mean, we see you on Chica PH. I just want to let you know. Anyway,
you know what?
All right, what?
Can I just say, I always have that fear that what we say on the pod will be taken out of context
and it
will blow up. And that if that ever happens, and I hope it doesn't, that will be my greatest fear. I feel like that will push me over the edge to like not pick up the mic anymore and stop doing what we're doing. So like if I hope we don't have a grudge, like nobody holds a grudge against us or whatever, because all we just really want is to just talk about what's, you know, what's trending online
we don't ever want to
like land on anybody's Chica PH threads, okay?
But yeah, speaking of Chica PH, that's besides Twitter, it's also one of the like the hot spots for people, you know, discussing the tea. And the hottest tea on that subreddit, as well as on Twitter, or X now rather, is Andrea Brillantes and Catherine Bernardo. So apparently they have unfollowed one another. I don't know. I mean, I don't think anyone can really pinpoint who unfollowed who, because you can't really do that, right? You can't really see who unfollowed somebody. So what if you unfollow someone, it could have been the other way around and no one would really know. But there's speculation as to why this is happening. So a lot of people are saying online, speculating online, it's because there's a rumor that is linking Andrea Brillantes to Daniel Padilla, like some sort of...
Okay, so are they really broken up? Because that was the original Chica that I got was... They're already broken up, but then I saw another like tweet that says, no, it's fake news, like don't believe that or whatever.
Yeah, because they were recently seen, I don't know how long ago that was. There was an event, a local event, I don't know, for a watch brand or something, and they were together. Katniel, like they were together, right? But other than that, they've kind of just been mum on the whole situation. And then Oji Diaz also, you know, Oji Diaz, I did not know that Oji Diaz is super vocal on Twitter. did you know that? dude.
I did not know that.
No, sumasawsaw si OG Diaz sa mga chismis online, man.
Oh, wow.
It's crazy, bro. But anyway, tally manager OG Diaz cited a source, according to Philippine Star, as he claimed that Catherine and Danielle, or Kathniel, have broken up. He, however, noted that there was no confirmation about it and expressed his hope that it's false. So
even he doesn't know.
He doesn't know, right? But he cited a source, which is weird. But yeah, I mean, they're saying that she's been hanging out, Andrea naman has been hanging out with Danielle in secret. That's what the insider that OG Diaz mentioned is saying about why this happened in the first place.
Right.
But Rika and I were discussing behind the scenes, like, who monitors, who follows and unfollows people, right?
Some people just really update themselves, I feel like. But then again, if you think about it, Kathniel has a really big fan base and they have their own, like, groups.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that they have, like, you know, like the moderator or the admin or something like that. And
pero chine-check yun araw-araw sa tingin mo?
I don't know. Or maybe, like, dahil may issue
may
na.
May issue, yeah.
They check.
That makes sense.
Because if it's, like, a normal day, I feel like people wouldn't. You know what I mean?
But sometimes yeah. I'll read, like, yung, ano, I mean, you even said kanina na, I don't know if that was the article. Yung kay, ano, Carlos Agassi.
Oh, somebody checked, like, if Carlos Agassi
still follows
Danielle Padilla, and apparently they don't anymore. So parang napaisip din ako na parang maybe we should have a segment on the Halo Halo Show where we update people on who unfollowed who on the world of, you know, Hollywood and celebrities.
Yeah, I always find it curious. Like, sometimes I'll see, wow, how did they get on this so fast in terms of the unfollowing and whatnot. But anyway, more on this whole thing. Apparently, more celebrities have also unfollowed Andrea Brillantes. I forgot which ones were name dropped, but it's as if people are speculating that they're taking sides. You know what I mean? Like, they're taking Catherine's side. I don't know if there's much to it. I mean, it's kind of weird. Like, why would Danielle, like, risk doing this if they're not broken up yet? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of strange if that's the truth.
Sometimes I like reminding myself that these are also people. Mm. That they, you know, they have their own ways of thinking. And we will never really know why these things happen. Honestly. Kasi parang napaisip ako eh. Nung I remember, like, the whole chika about Isa Pressman and James Reed.
Yeah.
And, you know, and everything. Na parang ako, you gotta remember that these are people who had their... They have their own relationships and how they handle their relationships and stuff like that. And if you don't agree with it, okay, fine, you don't agree with it. But it doesn't mean that it's bad.
Parang
you know
may,
what I mean?
May na balita ano that James Reed unfollowed Isa Pressman like last week. And then they've refollowed each other. But the thing is, people found it out. That's why I'm saying there was no... Di ba walang issue? Like, there's no news or anything of them breaking up. So yeah. Someone was like... Oh, wow, James Reed unfollowed Issa Pressman and became a thing. And then they followed each other again later. I don't know if it was for publicity or whatnot or just a test if there's people out there just monitoring it.
Mali mo na glitch yung Instagram. We don't know.
Possibly yun, actually.
Diba?
So, anyway, I mean, that's just the hot
There's
goss.
Really nothing more to
that's
it.
That's the hot
it's
goss
just really
right
goss.
Now. It seems, though, that Andrea Brillantes seems to be caught up in a lot of goss, right? I don't know if it's because she's just a big social media star. I mean, she was involved in that whole thing with, ano name ng ano? Richie Rivera, di ba yung ex niya?
Yeah.
In a similar sort of, like, you know, scenario, but the other way in terms of si Richie naman yung may ibang girl, supposedly, at the time.
Can I just say, I feel like if you are... a social media star or, you know, a celebrity like that, you, grabe din talaga na, imagine ko how thick your skin must be to be in the center of these gossips and everything. Kasi, I get it if, you know what I mean, like you have, let's say you're an artist. Yung talagang like you really are passionate about something. Mm. Na parang you can focus on that. But if your life is to be a celebrity, if your life is to be in the center of attention all the time, grabe din talaga yung parang perseverance mo. And like your dedication to it. Kasi kung ako yun, na parang pag-usapan lang ako at one point, grabe, I'm gonna quit. I'm literally gonna be like, bye, I don't need this shit in my life. But I guess for them, this is their life. You know right. what I mean? Yung parang you really have to have thick skin. So parang ni-imagine ko yung everyday thinking ni Andrea Brillantes na parang, oh, okay, here we go again. People are talking about me. Na parang, grabe siguro yung ano niya, mental capacity niya, ang strong. Kasi kung ako yun, magka-crumble, I'm gonna crumble like a pie crust. Ganon.
And you know what
hindi
helps, though?
Kaya.
You know what helps? What? Millions what? Of pesos.
Money?
Millions of pesos.
Actually, bigyan niyo ako ng money. G ako.
I honestly think, like, if there was no, if they weren't wealthy, yun nga, it would just, it wouldn't be worth it.
That's true.
It wouldn't be worth it.
Kasi,
right?
Oh nga eh, kasi just dissecting it, like, in on the, you know, like, deeper side of this. Mm. Let's say, tayo ngayon, we get into, like, the hot goss.
Hot goss.
Tayo pag-usapan. Hopefully not.
Right.
Parang feeling ko ma-threaten kasi yung life ko and how I make money.
Mm.
When let's say mapunta tayo in the middle of some hot goss,
right,
parang
right.
feeling ko, shit, nobody's gonna hire me. Shit, I'm not gonna have any more money in the future. But then again, for them, that's their source of money. You know,
yeah.
when people talk about them, people know more about them. But for us, we get in the middle of something, we are donezo.
Donezo, man.
We're done.
Yeah. Sorry.
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 So yeah, I think that's it.
That's
there's
it,
really
that's
nothing
it.
More to
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Maybe there will be an
more
update
in the future.
In the
maybe.
Future.
Maybe.
But you guys can update yourselves,
yeah.
I'm sure of it.
True. All right, shall we wapow?
Chica PH.
Wapow! All right, bring us up to speed on Miss Universe 2023, Rika G.
Yes, so Miss Universe just happened last week, and congratulations to Miss Nicaragua for winning the Miss Universe competition.
She slayed, bro. She slayed.
She slayed, yeah. And grabe, I am loving the short hair, you know, like, looks of everybody. Tas parang medyo mas na-convince ako to have short hair again. But like we said, in the Miss Universe competition, there are a lot of issues that arise from it because it is a source of entertainment. It's still, you know, like all of these amazing talented people that people like to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So Michelle D, who is our representative for the Philippines, got into a lot of things. Well, first of all, you know, people said na luto, diba? Parang she should have been in the top five.
They always say that, though.
Oh, yeah.
They always say that.
Every year, she should have been in the top five kasi natatakot lang daw sila that she's gonna dominate and stuff like that. But for me, I think one of the top things that I found, like top chicas that I found on Twitter was when the president or owner of the Miss Universe pageant talked to Michelle D, or was in front of the camera with Michelle D, speaking in her own language, which is Thai, I believe.
Yeah.
And then saying the words, move on, move on. And I felt that people maybe thought that she's telling Michelle D to move on from the competition.
But
syempre, ang dami na agad na nag-comment na parang, how can you say, you know, just move on? This is something special for them. And like, parang ini-invalidate daw yung feelings. And then, if you think about it, she spoke in a language most of us don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of things might get lost in translation. There are multiple translations on Twitter that, for me, you have to be careful what you want to believe or what you should believe. Kasi hindi natin talaga alam eh. Kasi even I found a couple of other translated videos of it saying na parang, no, what she's saying is to tell Miss Philippines, to tell Miss Thailand to move on. And that they're gonna create a song named Move On. They're gonna create a cough syrup named Move On. Parang ganon. Parang they're joking about it. Parang ganon. But still, even with that translation na parang hindi niya sinasabihin si Michelle D na move on. Sinasabihin niya si Michelle D to tell Miss Thailand to move on. Even with that translation, people found it still wrong. Biglang people are saying na, eh bakit kinuha pa niya si Michelle D? Parang pinapahiya niya lang si Michelle. Parang gano'n na parang ako, wait a minute, you guys.
But in the context of this video, because I didn't see the video.
Yeah.
The context of this video, it was filmed, like, who was filming it? Like, it was after the competition was done, I assume.
I believe so. And then, I don't know if this is like, because they're behind a green screen.
Yes.
So I don't know where this is, but it seems like it's after the competition. And then, the president was saying na parang, oh, you have to move on. It's a competition. You know what I mean? Parang ganon. So people took offense from what she said.
Right.
Parang for me, kasi maybe it was something na gets nila sa isa't isa. But if you're a fan, if you're a passionate fan, it might come off or it might rub you the wrong way.
Yes.
The thing is, Rian Ramos, who is very close to Michelle D, also reposted the video on her Instagram account and said that, you know, like, parang umiikot daw yung chan niya and she can't, like, parang kayo na lang yung humusga, parang yung sinabi niya.
Oh, that's kind of telling, huh? I mean, if you think about it.
It is.
Because they're pretty close, right?
They are very close. And I feel like they're roommates, I think, at one point. They were roommates at one point. So, yeah, I don't know if it gives it more merit. Parang people should take offense on it because Rian Ramos reposted it. But like I said, for me, I think the main thing is to like uncover what she really said instead of taking your cue on these people who we don't really understand what she said, diba? So yun. Tapos, so a lot of people also are commenting na parang, Michelle D, hindi mo sila deserve, uwi ka na, you know? Parang they don't respect you and shit like that. Yeah. So napaisip ako, grabe, that must feel so nice for, you know, for you to have like a lot of support and for people to say, you know, they're not respecting you over there. Uwi ka na dito, mas mahal ka namin dito. Parang naisip ko, bakit ako? Hindi ako sinasabihan ng ganon.
But surprising, I remember when she won Miss Philippines, there was a lot of backlash of her actually winning. So it's kind of nice that, you know, I guess public perception of her, or at least in the pageant scene or whatever, seems like she has won their favor in terms of, you know, being the candidate for the Philippines. Because I remember, there was a lot of
I think so. I'm not really updated on the Miss Universe world anymore, Miss Philippines world anymore. But there was another thing that happened over the weekend during the competition. The official Instagram of the Miss Universe
El Salvador. Miss Universe El Salvador is what I
saw. Yes, yeah. Miss Universe El Salvador. When they posted like the initial top 10 ba yun?
Top five.
Miss Philippines was there and then they deleted it and reposted something else.
The correct top five.
So parang napapaisip yung mga tao na, wait, dapat ba nandun si Miss Philippines? What happened? That's why they said na luto.
Maybe. I mean, they did clarify. So Miss Universe El Salvador, the Instagram page, they clarified saying, our mistake, in the rush to get posts up during the Saturday's live broadcast, they accidentally mixed up the names of the two finalists. And you know what? I could see that happening. Like, diba, I'm not a graphic editor, but usually, parang naka-template na yun eh. Tapos dinadrag and drop lang yung face and yung names. It's entirely feasible that nagkamali lang yung... It's just one name that got messed up.
Here's my theory.
Oh, what's your theory?
Maybe they pulled a Steve Harvey that shit. Na parang for people to talk about it even more.
Possible.
Na parang, ihalo natin yung Miss Philippines kasi ano.
Alam mo, pinanood namin yung, ano, yung Steve Harvey. Because we were watching like after the whole thing. We're like, oh man, like... Let's relive the days when Pia and Catriona won. Like, we were watching clips. And the Steve Harvey thing, man, that shit still makes me cringe, man. Like, I feel so bad for Miss Colombia, bro. I cannot watch that without feeling sick for her. Because I'm like, oh, my God.
And not just that, kasi I also feel like secondhand shame for Miss Philippines. Kasi
yeah, parang she couldn't enjoy it.
She didn't enjoy it. She had to like take it away from another person. You know what I mean? Yung parang, but then again, you know, Pia Wurtzbach still having the time of her life,
right,
obviously.
Yeah.
But I feel like publicity wise, it kind of did her good as well, and the Miss Universe pageant as well.
Just to kind of recap on what happened back then. So supposedly the reason why Steve Harvey accidentally read that name, because during the tech run, they only read two names instead of three or something like that. Basta sa last minute decision, it was to read the name of the second runner, the first runner up. Parang ganun. So that's why he kind of missed the cue to read like Miss Philippines at the bottom. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, yun nga, Miss Universe hadn't really been trending at all until that happened, until the whole Steve Harvey debacle happened. And then it kind of picked up. So, I mean, that was at least a big mistake. This was a social media post, right? I mean, I don't think it's on the level of Steve Harvey. Do you think, I mean, if it was like for publicity, I don't really know if that was, what would it do though?
Or just to stir things up, you know what I mean?
I guess so.
It could be.
But what are your thoughts on the, did you think she deserved to be in top five? You honestly, like, you watched it, right? So,
because I didn't watch the full competition.
Okay.
But I did know that Miss Nicaragua had a lot of fans in the room.
Mm.
As in, like, you could really hear the cheer of the people. Tapos parang minsan napapaisip ako na maybe that's also like, It's very telling. It's very telling na, you know, she's a strong competitor.
Mm.
I listened to their answers with a Q&A, but I am curious on how Michelle D would perform in that. Pero kasi sa akin, being in that world stage, I feel like is already. I know.
Yeah.
No, but I'm very, very democratic.
Yeah,
you're
playing. That's a very safe answer.
It's a very safe answer. But being on that stage already is already a win. I feel like I'm gonna say it there.
Okay.
Because I don't know what their criteria is.
It's super subjective.
It's very subjective, and I can't say na parang, oh, you know, because she has like a really nice body with a swimsuit or like a really nice gown.
Mm.
At the end of the day, when the winner is announced, then that's the winner.
Right.
I feel like.
Yeah. Can I just say, and this might get mixed reactions. Leave Rika out of this if you're gonna flame this. I thought the national costume was fucking whack. Like the Gundam looking, I mean, like, I get it. Like, she's part of the whatever, she's like part of the Air Force Reserves or something. Mm-hmm. Like, I get that. But it looked cheap to me. It looked so weird. It looked like I don't know. I was just watching it and I was like, what is that, bro? I was like, that, I don't know if there was a budget on it or whatever.
Yeah, it did get a lot of mixed reviews.
It looked so cheap.
A lot of people.
And then it had like some lights on the side that you couldn't even see because they didn't glow bright enough.
Right.
Oh my God, bro. I was like, that's weird. But I think she did well enough to, I think that she could have made top five and no one would have questioned it, right? Like, as I watched the swimsuit and the nightgown, whatever. But we'll guess. We'll never know. I mean, because the preliminaries, everybody talks or whatever. I find that so weird that you, like, they, only the top 10 talk. I mean, I guess, you know, for in the interest of time, you can't have all the candidates answer a question, right?
And even, I think may issue din yung mga tao when she said Filipinas instead of Philippines. When they had the introduction.
Mm.
Remember that?
Yeah.
But honestly, when I watched it, when she said Filipinas, para, I kind of felt like, wow, I'm so proud.
True.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, congratulations to all the winners of the Miss Philippines pageant. And I hope, I really hope that, you know, with all of their advocacies, they do something about it. And of course they do.
Mm.
They always, it's really what they're passionate about. And And yeah, congratulations to Michelle D rocking that short hair. I want to have that short hair, honestly.
You gonna get a pixie cut?
I have that hair. Yeah. No, it wasn't a pixie cut.
But I mean, it's short.
Bob?
Bob cut?
I think it's a bob cut. Yeah. So there. Congratulations.
Go,
and guys, relax na tayo. Yeah. I think like we can breathe as a nation.
I think there's still people. I mean, I understand being upset, right, that we didn't win or whatever. But there are some people that are just, they keep going. I think at what point you have to just let it go, man. Because I'm telling you, I bet you there's some Colombian fans during the Steve Harvey thing that that did not let that go. Like,
for sure.
So anyway, Wapow?
Wapow.
That's the podcast, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're done for the week. We'll be back next week, though. So make sure to follow us everywhere online.
Yep. And since, you know, we always promise you that we're going to remind you of something important during the podcast, like, you know, lift another rep or you know, wash your armpits or whatever. Here's your reminder on the podcast to wash your water bottle, okay? Because I just washed my water bottle and I'm like, damn, when was the last time I washed this? And I put, you know, I drink out of it every day. It
smells like
so
grass,
here's your
right?
daily. I know. Ugh. Here's your reminder to wash your water bottle. You know that Stanley straw? Wash it, okay?
Man.
So there you go.
Yeah, and we'll be back next week. We will answer all the leftover goddess a question and stuff next week. We do have some, we have an email, which is a God has a question email. So we'll answer that in the next podcast, okay? And follow us everywhere, Halal Show. Email us to halalshow@gmail.com. Where can they find our climbs? What's going on? I saw your videos on our climbs.
I know. We've been posting a lot on our TikTok. It's our climbs. We're slowly, you know, posting a lot about our home and cleaning videos because that's where I find my pure joy is cleaning TikTok.
Nice.
If you guys don't know about it,
clean talk.
It's like a therapy dupe. So that's what I'm going to say about it. Okay?
Do you have a go-to cleaning song or artist or playlist? I don't know. Do you have
I just watch my TV shows. Friends or Big Bang Theory, which I finished again for like the 20th time.
Okay.
But yeah.
Oh, next week I'm going to recommend a show. I finished season one, but I want to make sure that it's good before I recommend it.
Okay.
I'll let you guys know. I'm watching a lot of stuff lately. So,
Pabite naman to eh. Anyway.
Extra song.
That's
hit
the
it.
Podcast.
Halali shoo.
Bye.
Bye, 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 bye.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.